This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, joining me today for the full hour because we need an hour with Morris. Morris Vigil has been involved in the arena of hemp and truly one of the pioneers for many, many years. And he's been an advocate. He's the co-founder of We Are for Better Alternatives, a family brand of the NoCo Hemp Expo, the world's most comprehensive hemp-centric exposition, trade show, and conference, and Let's Talk Hemp Media. Also included in this whole umbrella of WAFBA is Silver Mountain Hemp Guitars, maker of handcrafted hemp guitars, cabinets, imagine that, and components, and the Tree-Free Hemp Paper and Printing Company, and more, spanning education, advocacy, and entertainment. Morris Vigil, you're doing it all, and you're doing it all over the world, and we're so thrilled to have you here for the full hour. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Frankie. I appreciate that intro, and it's good to be back talking to you. It's been a while.
It's been too long, actually. The 8th annual, and I have it penciled in my calendar. I'm trying very hard to make it this year to the 8th annual NoCo Hemp Expo, which is in March, March 23rd to the 25th in Denver, which is an in-person event. Well, let's begin with this. Let's begin with how the heck has COVID impacted your expos and the world of hemp?
Well, it certainly has impacted my expos and live trade shows and events all over the world. We were going into our biggest year in 2020 at the end of March when we were expecting to have 20,000 plus people. We moved to a new venue after sold out venue in 2019 and expecting the biggest show we'd ever done. And at the beginning of March, we were out at the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim, and they pulled the plug on that show right when we were out there. Me and a couple of my colleagues were supposed to do a Future of Hemp panel on March 2nd, and they pulled the plug on March 1st. And it's like, wow, I hope we don't have to pull the plug. And I started watching South by Southwest, which was a barometer for me. Coming from the music industry, I wanted to take a look and see what the rock and rollers were going to do, and looked at South by Southwest and Live Nation and AEG and these big kind of touring companies who were, you know, about, you know, the show must go on. And then when South by Southwest pulled the plug a few days later, I think it was like on March 6th or 7th, it's like, well, I guess this is a real deal. So we ended up pulling the plug and pivoting into the cloud, doing kind of that whole Zoom thing for a year or so, and just trying to keep the industry together. But it was certainly a challenge, and the industry itself was already heading into a challenging arena with an oversupply of CBD biomass, and the FDA still not regulating CBD as a dietary supplement or food ingredient, and really just not doing their job. And that still is the case, but
I was just going to say, wait a minute, what else is new?
Yeah, we've weathered the storm. We did do two live events in 2021. We did do NoCo Hemp Expo 7, which was still at the end of March last year. It was in the pandemic, social distancing, one-way traffic. It was really a difficult show to pull off. We did do it. People were happy that we did it, but it was, you know, lots of obstacles, yeah. And very challenging. And then we pulled off Southern Hemp Expo at the beginning of September in Raleigh right over Labor Day weekend, which Delta variant was spiking at that time and caused us more problems. And, you know, hopefully come the end of this March, this Omicron thing has kind of petered out, and I can tell you there's a lot of interest for people to come back and get in front of each other and face-to-face and just kind of move beyond what we've had to deal with the last couple of years. People are just sick of it.
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely sick of it. Tell us a little bit of how you got into this world of hemp and CBD.
So I was in the music industry since the late 80s through like 2010, 2011. And what I was doing in the music industry was kind of a jack of all trades. I did a lot of CD and DVD manufacturing and packaging and printing and t-shirts and live shows and worked with tons of different artists and did events and promotion and a big kind of advocate for the independent music world. And in Colorado, the whole kind of cannabis marijuana movement was going on. And back, just to go back to the music industry, the digital side of things really kind of impacted my business. And as you probably noticed, we used to have lots of record stores and people would go to stores and buy CDs and so forth. And that really got killed by Napster and MP3 and then iTunes and Amazon Music and the whole digital revolution, and put all the record stores out of business, all the physical distributors for the most part, although vinyl's making a comeback and CDs are even starting to make a comeback. But I had to make a decision to pivot into something else. And here in Colorado, with the medicinal side of cannabis really starting to pick up steam, and then we introduced legislation to regulate and tax marijuana like alcohol and become the first adult use state. And within that legislation in 2012, there was an option for farmers to start growing industrial hemp, which I was familiar with, but not super familiar with. I knew that we had done stuff over the course of millennia with ropes and soaps and foods and clothing and textiles and all of that. And I'd read the Jack Hare book, but I wasn't a quasi, so to say, hempster at the time. But it's like, hey, here's something that seems like it's, you know, very beneficial for human health and planetary health, and I'm looking for a new avenue to take my skill set. And so I started Colorado Hemp Company in 2012 with a partner of mine, Elizabeth Knight, and we started doing hemp t-shirts and repping some hemp companies like Hempies, who was doing hats and shirts and wallets and some bags, and another company called Wicked Hemp Footwear that was doing hemp shoes. And those guys were actually out of the east, northeast, kind of where you're at, up in Massachusetts area, I believe. And so that's really how we started. And then I found a hemp paper company that was doing hemp paper, and I started Tree Free Hemp to start doing printing for posters and business cards and flyers and marketing collateral. And then started NoCo Hemp Expo in 2014 because nobody was really doing a hemp expo. There was cannabis expos that were going on that might have some hemp clothing and some ropes and soaps and some of that early kind of hippie stuff. But things were not really happening in the hemp market until we started NoCo. And then from there, all of a sudden, here comes CBD, and CBD kind of became this huge hot thing with hemp-derived CBD, and people started talking about building materials and bioplastics and textiles and everything else, and the hemp industry was born. 2014, the initial farm bill included basically a pilot program for states to start doing industrial hemp on a smaller scale, and Colorado was certainly one of the leaders there, along with Kentucky and Oregon, and Colorado still remains a leader in the whole state's aspect of what's going on here in the United States.
So one of the reasons why I wanted you on is because, first of all, you're so articulate. You have all of this experience and advocacy and as an entrepreneur. Where are we in terms of building? Because I keep saying that this industry, this hemp world, will be the salvation of our economy. I really, truly believe that it has that kind of a breadth and width to it, that if we could only understand the scope of hempcrete, which is better than concrete. If we could only understand the sustainability of this plant, if we could only look at the piece of this plant that could change, it's a game changer. And I'd love for you to talk about that and a little bit more when we come back. We have to take a quick break, but we will be back in just a moment. And Morris, where is the best website, how people can find out more about NoCo and you and all the work that you're doing?
I would say going to the WAFPA website, links to all of the other websites. So WAFB.org is the landing page of all the different NoCo and Tree Free Hemp and everything else that we're doing.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Morris Beagle. He's here for the full hour. I hardly ever do this, so it's like a big deal. I'm so excited to have you with us. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. is dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Morris Beagle is our guest today. He's co-founder and president of the We Are for Better Alternatives. And he is also the co-founder of the NoCo conference happening in March 23rd to 25th in Denver. It's an in-person event. So, Morris, I was just saying before break, you know, this industry has incredible depth and width and breadth. And I do think it will be the saving grace in the next few years. And share your thoughts about that, please.
Well, you had mentioned, you know, the construction side of the industry and unfortunately, we've lagged here in the United States. There was all this excitement about CBD and the true industrial hemp of fiber and grain, which has been done in China and in Europe and in Canada, has taken a back seat here. But now it's coming to the forefront. And this is where we can truly make change, not only domestically, but globally by planting millions of acres of hemp and then converting this material into usable, value-added ingredients and products. And let's take a look at the construction industry, where there's a huge push to start decarbonizing the construction industry with insulation and various building materials from hemp wood to, I mean, you can look around your house and most anything that it's constructed with could have some sort of hemp component. And if we're growing millions and millions of acres of hemp, which also is probably the best crop or one of the best crops out there to sequester carbon, this can allow farmers to make another revenue stream by carbon credits. And if we're drawing carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it back in the soil, which we need to do because the soil has been depleted of carbon because of soy and corn and wheat and these big monoculture crops that we spray glyphosate and other petrochemicals on that then depletes the soil and then runs off into the rivers and the lakes and the oceans and creates acidification and is wreaking havoc on our environment. So if we can grow a lot more industrial hemp, take that hemp and then convert it into materials that we can put into the building part of, you know, the building supply chain or the plastics and composite supply chain for, let's say, automobiles, which they're doing in Europe, and you're replacing car paneling and BMW and Audi and Mercedes. You know, we have lots of plants here in the United States as well as Mexico, where if we're making a lot of our car materials out of, you know, a plant-based product rather than petroleum-based plastics, it's lighter, environmentally friendly. We're not shipping stuff all over the place. We can grow it domestically or even locally. Let's say, like, you look at Tennessee that has several auto manufacturing plants. Tennessee's a good hemp state. They start really growing a lot of industrial hemp. It just goes right there. There's no carbon footprint by shipping these materials all across the world. So there really is a tremendous opportunity to decarbonize a lot of our environmentally nasty and toxic industries. Paper industry is another one of them. So
oh, yeah.
I think that right there alone, you look at construction, plastics, composites, and paper, that's a huge thing, along with a crop that's taking carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it back in the soil. And you rotate this out through the with corn and soy and these crops that have been devastating our agriculture for decades now, this is how we're going to help try to mitigate climate change and change the direction of humanity, because if we don't take action now, really, I mean, we're all going to be hosed.
Yeah, I so agree with you. I'm so disappointed because 20-something years ago, my dear friend Lynn Gordon from French Meadow Bakeries and Cafe started a functional bread called hemp seed bread. And she worked really hard to bring it to market with so many of the true pioneers of hemp. They worked so hard, and she was so committed to bringing this bread to market. And everyone at her booth at Expo West and East all wore hemp. Beautiful. She had them designed and made beautiful hemp tops. And And I really didn't think 20 years later, we still are not any further along. It just blows my mind because the stigma attached to hemp has, it just is so unwarranted. I don't understand it. I don't understand how this is such an exciting product filled with omegas.
Yeah, it's very disheartening that we're still talking about this at, what are we, 2022 now? It's not 1998 or 1999.
When
things started to get moving with the Canadians, and all of a sudden you had Manitoba Harvest and Hemp Oil Canada and Nature's Path, and you had some pioneers doing stuff back then, for sure, and the hemp foods thing started to happen, and it's still happening, but it hasn't happened on the scale or been accelerated like it should have. And so I'm going to throw a lot of this blame on the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
And the FDA, because they're the ones that back in the 30s really were the driving force to make cannabis illegal. Hemp got lumped in with that. And you can talk about, oh, DuPont and Hearst and the paper industry and some of the big industrial titans. And I think that there's truth to that as well, but the pharmaceutical industry is the ones that are still standing in the way, and the FDA cows to the pharmaceutical industry. They are the wingman for the pharmaceutical industry. They've done this with natural products over the last 30 years, and you can listen to Michael McGuffin from APA, which is the American Herbal Products Association, who stood up and fought those guys like a true champion of the natural products industry. And we need more of that. And I'm not going to cow to the FDA because I know how corrupt they are. And I think that we've seen it over the course of the last couple years in the situation that we've all been dealing with. It's just not right. And humans should have the right to put what they want in their body or not. And we should have the right to make our own personal choices when it comes to, you know, the products that we're going to buy that can help our planet.
We don't need
absolutely standing in our way. And they are.
It's so crazy.
We need representatives
absolutely
stand up and fight for the right thing for our planet and for human health and our own bodily sovereignty.
Morris, so well said. We have to take a break, but when we come back, and what's so disturbing about this whole story is that the industry needs more advocacy. We need to have more support, and it just isn't there. We'll be back with Morris Beagle in just a moment. Morris is an entrepreneur, producer, hemp promoter, and earth advocate, and very outspoken, and we love that about Morris. And Morris, give out the website, please.
Oh, it is WAFBA.org, WAFBA.org.
We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Frankie Boyer, the man that gave us Silver Mountain Hemp Guitars, is with us today. Cannabis hemp advocate, entrepreneur, Morris Beagle, and co-founder and president of WAFBA. We are for Better Alternatives is here. I'm Frankie Boyer. Welcome to Cannabis Talk. Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. So, Morris, tell me about the guitars for just a minute, and then we'll get back to the conversation we were having.
So I come from the music industry, been in it for a long time, and I still consider myself in it because I work with various bands here and there and book entertainment for our events and so forth. But I'm a guitar player. My brother's a guitar player. And when we started NoCo Hemp Expo, there was a hemp guitar company in Canada that had just popped up called Canadian Hemp Guitars. And I finally got one of their guitars to our event, and then I connected with those guys and asked them if they'd start making me some guitars as like kind of a private label, white label situation. And they made me a few, and they also had some ukuleles and small little outfit that was kind of doing it on the side and didn't really have the capacity to scale up. And so I found a couple other guys that were in Atlanta called the French Brothers who were making guitar cabinets for a lot of the jam bands, Jimmy Herring and Derek Trucks, and I think even Santana and so forth. And we connected on making some hemp guitar cabinets out of a hemp board that Sunstrand out of Kentucky was producing. And then another friend of mine, Larry Serban from Hemp Traders, started producing a Canagrove 100% hemp board that we made a bunch of cabinets with. And then we got some material from Hempwood, which is also out of Kentucky, that makes a hemp board that's a compressed stock so that you can make cabinets and flooring. And we're making guitars out of it. So we made a dozen or so guitars and kind of just been doing R&D over the last 5 or 6 years. And now we've got everything pretty much dialed in to make really cool hemp guitars and amplifiers and guitar cabinets. And it's taken a while to get here, but we've got here and we're ready to kind of expand on that whole thing going forward here in 2022 and 2023.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Congratulations. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Well done. Well done. I must say, well done. Where are we?
I couldn't do it without these guys. So just a, you know,
yeah. Big we shout it out to them. Yes,
because they're great.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the current state of the hemp industry, and I want to talk about wherever I go. People stop me and say, "Now that you're doing this radio show, tell me why is it so hard to get proper information on how to take hemp, CBD, why is that? And will that change? And where are we? And where is the state, in your opinion, of what's been happening over the past few years? Where are we right now with the state of the hemp industry?"
I think the state of the hemp industry is pretty discombobulated right now, I guess would be the word. That's COVID definitely threw a wrench into it, the FDA not regulating it. And so this dosage side of things really falls back on the FDA because they've just not done their job. And so as an industry, we've tried to self-regulate the best that we can. And I think there's a lot of brands out there that have done a really good job, whether that would be Charlotte's Web or Bluebird or Hemp Fusion. And there's some of these bigger companies associated with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable and the U.S. Hemp Authority that have done a good job trying to come up with the right compliance and labeling. And you've got all these different state regulators that are trying to do different things. But without the federal guidance from the FDA, who regulates dietary supplements and food and beverage additives, it's been patchwork all over the place. So consumers being confused is, you know, I totally understand that because it's just been mixed messaging all over the place. And at this point, coming back to NoCo Hemp Expo at the end of March, we really have to reassess things as an industry and really kind of get our crap together, where we're addressing these concerns. And all of these concerns are at the top of the list. You know, how are we going to move forward with CBD as a dietary supplement. And these other minor cannabinoids, CBG, and you know, now we've got synthesized Delta 8 and THC 0 and these other things that are happening by taking the oversupply of CBD and converting it into a different molecule, which was never really the intention of the Farm Bill, but because the FDA didn't regulate it, it's like, what are we going to do with all this? And so the lab people figured out how to convert CBD into these other products, which is good for moving the material, but now the consumers are even more confused.
Oh, absolutely.
So it is, we are in a challenging point at this time right now for the industry that it's going to be a very important year for us to kind of figure out a lot of these things that you just mentioned. The FDA needs to respond and step in. While I'm not a fan of the FDA, they're the agency that's going to be involved in this. And the U.S. Hemp Roundtable has been forcing kind of our Congress people to introduce legislation, which in turn, if we pass this legislation, will force the FDA to do their job. And that's what's going to have to happen. It's going to take an act of Congress to pass legislation to force the FDA to deal with CBD and regulate this industry because it's everywhere. There's CBD products in all 50 states at gas stations, at grocery stores, at smoke shops, and it's all over the board. And they're not going to be able to pull these products off the market. They're going to have to be regulated, and it's going to be, you know, a maximum of 10 milligrams or 15 or 20 milligrams per serving. And
yes,
that's where it's all going to end up, but it's not there right now because, again, FDA has not done their job. And
do you think the FDA...
Research. Well, you don't need more research.
This is just for years.
Industry.
That's right. For years and years, they've been using this excuse. Yeah.
Pfizer just put $6 or $7 billion into the cannabis industry by buying somebody. This is what they've been waiting for. When it all comes down to federal legalization of cannabis, it's like the FDA has stalled all this stuff to let the pharmaceutical industry line up. So, okay, we're going to pull it off Schedule 1. It'll maybe be Schedule 2 or Schedule 3, and they're going to maybe try to turn all the cannabis industry over to the pharmaceutical industry, which would be just so utterly disappointing from a human health standpoint because those guys don't care about human health. They really don't. They want customers. They don't want people to be cured of anything.
Well, I agree with you, though. I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, it just is what it is. But what makes me so frustrated is that we are seeing so many men and women in our prisons throughout this country because of their economic status, or maybe the color of their skin, they're still in prison for a minor offense. But it happened decades ago, and they're still rotting away in prisons. And where are we with that in that piece of the story?
There has been progress there, and I completely agree that the war on drugs has been an abject failure for decades. And communities of color and disadvantaged communities have certainly been targeted more so than your standard middle-class white community has been. There's great organizations out there. Last Prisoner Project comes to mind. They've been fighting this fight to get people released from prison who've got cannabis offenses, and they're doing wonderful work, so people should check those guys out, Last Prisoner Project, probably lastprisonerproject.org. And then, like our Governor Polis, he's, what do they call, excommunicated sentences and stuff like that, or expunged.
Oh, good.
You know, there's this expunging process going on in legal states across the country. And there are governors and politicians out there that really are trying to do the right thing, that they realize and agree that, you know, this is something that we shouldn't be proud of, and we should do everything that we can to fix it. So I commend our Governor Jared Polis for the way he has stepped up and represented cannabis and hemp and the the program that we put in place here in Colorado, while not perfect, it's a pretty good model for the rest of the country to take a look at.
No, it's a great model. It's a great model.
And
hey, we have to take a quick break. Okay. We have to take a quick break. We have to run, but give us the website, and we'll be back with one more segment with our wonderful guest, Morris Beagle. Go ahead.
www.wafba.org.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Morris Beagle. Yes, Morris Beagle is with us. Morris had the insight this past decade to really understand almost a full decade that he's been doing this. He's the co-founder and president of the We Are for Better Alternatives, WAFBA. They do advocacy, entertainment, education. Morris is co-founder of the NOCO conference and then the Southern Hemp Expo in Nashville. That must be a really fun conference, Morris, is it?
Yeah, Southern Hemp Expo has been great. And we had to pivot to Raleigh, North Carolina this last year because of COVID and trying to work out things with the venue in Nashville. And the Raleigh people were awesome. The convention center was awesome there. But we are moving back to Nashville. Nashville is a great city. Tennessee's a great hemp state. A lot of good excitement and enthusiasm there. And Nashville is just a great place to hold an event. There's plenty of things to do in that area.
Oh, I know. It's awesome. We only have a few moments left. What is it that you really feel that this next year, what will unfold? Will we finally get an answer from the FDA? Will we finally get an answer of a direction to go in?
Well, it's going to take an act of Congress to force the FDA to probably respond and do their job. I was more hopeful last year than I am right now. I hope they do. Otherwise, it's just kicking the can down the road, and we're kind of operating without a net. And it's just an unfortunate thing because the comments that they've made publicly are just ambiguous, and they're not even, like, factual. So I don't know. I would love to think that they'll act by the third quarter or the fourth quarter, but I can't say that they will. I don't have a lot of faith in them at this point.
Yeah. Hey, I heard this year that you're doing a really fun investor pitch session similar to like a Shark Tank style thing. Tell us about this at the Hemp Business Summit.
Yeah, so we've got a business conference and an investor summit on Thursday, March 24th. And the last part of the day during the investment summit, we're doing the NOCO hemp pitch, which is the first time we've actually done this. We were looking at doing it in 2020, but we are doing it this year. And we've partnered with Michael Best Law Firm. This is a large law firm that will be kind of the host of it. And we'll have a half a dozen companies that will get up there and pitch their wares and talk to the crowd about why they should be receiving investment money and what they're going to bring to the industry and why they're so cool. So I'm looking forward
to it. I love it.
First time we've done it.
Oh, how fun. How fabulous. How fabulous is this going to be? For anyone listening, is it too late to get into the industry, Morris?
Oh, no, not at all. We're still at the very beginning, and we need smart people from all facets of other industries. It's like if you come from aerospace or biomedical or the pharmaceutical industry or big ag. I mean, we need people from all over the place to jump into this industry and bring skill sets.
Oh, good. I feel that same way. And hopefully there will be more diversification in the industry as well.
Absolutely. This is a big tent, and the more that participate, the more fulfilling and the better the industry will be as a whole. So it's not limited to any specific type of person. It's open to everybody.
It's a plant for all. I love that. Plant for all. You have on your NOCO for this year, 2022, a revolution rising. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been kind of about this revolution happening for a while. And, you know, it's time for the phoenix to rise. We're coming out of this pandemic, and I really think that we have to look at this plant being able to take us into a new paradigm. It has to rise from the earth. Rising as far as growing, not extracting from the earth, because we as humans have been extracting and extracting and extracting and taking from the earth. We can't do that anymore because she's tired of it. We need to live much more harmoniously and in balance with her, and we need to grow things from the earth. We need to rise from the earth because that's what gives us life.
And that is absolutely so true. So true. So this year, you are anticipating a full, I think people are longing to get back. I know that I'm planning on going to the Expo West in Anaheim early March. I'm planning on it now. It's on my calendar. I'm hoping, just as I was hoping 2 years ago, to get there when the day that I was leaving, it got canceled. Literally. Yeah, and friends were already there, like, where are you? And I'm like, I wish I went because they all had such a great time together. But anyway, so this year, I hope that people start to see the benefits in every aspect of this multifaceted plant, from industry, from all industries. As you said, there isn't anything in your home that could not be reconfigured with hemp. And I don't think people realize the power of this plant.
I agree. We got a long way to go as far as education goes. And, you know, come to NOCO. Even Natural Products Expo, there are hemp and CBD companies there. They're very supportive of the hemp plant.
Yes.
I like the folks that produced that show, New Hope. They've done a great job.
They have done a great job. And you've done a great job as our guest today. We are out of time. Morris Beagle will be back, I promise. And maybe we can work out a regular segment with you, because you just are in the know, and we so appreciate your advocacy work and all that you do. And give us the best websites.
WAFBA.org, NOCOHempExpo.com, and you can check me out at MorrisBeagle.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Morris. What a pleasure. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.